This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am filling in for Joe. As usual, it's becoming kind of a regular thing, is it not? I'm here every 2 weeks now, got the honor. I'm starting to get comfy in my seat here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. Like I said, I am the guest host tonight. We are live via Facebook. Let's hope it holds, because I think the last time I was here, Facebook was kind of pulling some of its usual shenanigans. Y'all know how they roll there. We're also at therealside.com, and there's a chat room over there. But you know what you can also do if you want to be a part of the show? You can actually give me a call here in the studio. Call in. Give me a shout out. We got lots of topics to talk about tonight. Of course, we're going to get into this, all the different scams. There's so many scandals. It's like shock and awe. Y'all remember shock and awe back when we went into Iraq? It's like shock and awe of scandals happening. Remember what they told us? They said, we got to get to the bottom of it. We got to get to the bottom of this Russian collusion scandal. And guess what we found at the bottom? Could we go any farther to the bottom? No, because we've already found the bottom. And guess who we found at the bottom? Guess who we found trolling? Kind of like the big old catfish at the bottom of the Ross Barnett Reservoir. They're like big old behemoth catfish that can't see. They're all dumb and dark, and they roam around the bottom or on the mud. Those are catfish we don't even eat. I don't care how much you batter, dip them, and deep fry. We won't eat that catfish because they're the scum at the bottom, okay? And guess who that is? Of course, it's Hillary Clinton. It's Obama. But it's also Mueller. It's also Comey. It's also Rosenstein and Weissman and all the rest of them. It's so much that it's hard. I mean, you take your eye off the ball for 5 minutes, go do something. You go take a coffee break and come back, and there's even more information coming out. So I got John Cardillo, who's host of Off the Cuff on Rebel TV, who's going to be here, former NYPD officer as well as radio. He's just, you know, he's almost as cool as Joe Messina out there over the airwaves. So he's going to be here to help me break it down. Then we're also going to talk about some other topics that are happening out here. Yes, there is more happening out there than besides, sorry, Jeff Flake. Sorry, Corker, there's more happening out there than you all, okay? There's these scandals happening. We also have the Kate Steinle trial here in the First Sanctuary State happening here. We also have some other kind of interesting topics. You know, the left never takes a minute. They never take a coffee break. They're always pushing their agenda all day, every day. It is constant. So while all this is going on out there with what I think is the biggest scandal in my lifetime, at least, involving the U.S. government, and the left is still out there pushing. They're pushing the identity politics. We're going to get into, did you know that the latest discovery in terms of the scourge that is white privilege comes in the form of teaching math in school? That's the latest. We're going to rap about that. I tell you what I'm not going to talk about the World Series, because you know what? Baseball's never been my sport, okay? I'm from New Orleans. We've never had, if they ever tried to have a Major League Baseball team, I'm not even aware of it, okay? You know, the most that baseball can hope to do down in New Orleans is come up with a Mardi Gras crew and roll down the streets Mardi Gras Day and maybe toss out some baseballs or something. But, you know, but if you want me to talk about it, then you got to kind of lead me along the way in Facebook Live in the chat, because I know nothing about baseball. Although, you know what I am curious about? I'm curious as to why all this take-a-knee stuff that's happening. It doesn't seem to be happening in MLB. Is that was Major League Baseball. That's happening in the NFL. It's happened a little bit with basketball. You had LeBron James piping up about that. But it hasn't happened in baseball. So I'm wondering if anybody has a theory about that, since I don't follow Major League Baseball. Maybe you can guys can share with me why that's not something that's happening with baseball right now. For those of you who are maybe watching the game, I don't know if you can tell over the TV screen that it's like 900 degrees out here in California right now. Even if I liked baseball, there ain't no way I'd be sitting out there. First of all, there's no way I would pay $3,000 a ticket to go sit in a baseball game. I mean, it's outrageous. This is supposed to be America's sport, and they're charging $3,000 a ticket. Then you get inside, and it's probably like $85 for a Dodger dog to watch, in my opinion, the slowest game ever, okay? It's like the only thing more boring than watching baseball, in my opinion, I'm probably going to lose half the viewers right now. To me, I'm just going to say it. It's that sport that they call a sport in the Olympic Games where they roll this ball and people have their little brushes and they're going down the... Curling.
Golf.
Well, you think golf is... Well, I guess. Golf is not a spectator sport, I will tell you that. But golf is not a spectator... But I don't know how many people actually think it's a spectator sport. Politics, though... It's become quite the spectator sport. You know, I'm beginning to think that the theory, somebody posed the theory that maybe the reason why I'm going to pose this question to John Cardillo, and I'd like you guys to chime in as well. So you got a couple of assignments here. You got to tell me why Major League Baseball is not taking a knee, why they haven't joined in on that whole, you know, misery that is going on with the NFL. But also why you think now, why now? Is this, you know, I know Joe has, and I know I've been talking on my show for a while. We all knew that what Hillary did with the Russian reset. She set up kind of the Silicon Valley of Russia over there. She was the business developer. She went and found all these American companies to go invest over there. They're the ones that turned right around and lined her pockets and Bubba's pockets with speaking fees, not just involving Uranium One, but other companies as well. We've known about the Uranium One deal. Peter Schweitzer wrote about that. We didn't know about the informant. And the racketeering stuff that was covered up, that we didn't know, but the rest we knew. So it's kind of like, why now is this suddenly coming to the forefront? Because my theory about Mueller, and I'm going to pick John Cardillo's brain about this when he comes on, I think that Mueller was handpicked to, because he's at the bottom with Hillary, roaming around at the bottom of the swamp. I think that he was specifically chosen to be the special prosecutor, and then he lined up 16, you know, Clinton cronies to continue the cover-up. So if this was a part of continuing a cover-up, why now? Why are we now finding out some of this stuff? Is it because they're trying to keep Hillary, trying to get her off the scene? Because this what happened to her is kind of in continuing the misery of the Democrats? We're going to pick this up on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. The Real Side will be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
With Joe Messina, I'm filling in tonight for Joe. I am Andrea Kay, and I am loving that bumper music. That's a song that's straight out of my hood down in Louisiana among the swamps. So we know ourselves some swamp creatures down there. Speaking of creatures, I got to say hi to everybody out there watching via Facebook Live. Got to give a shout-out to everybody watching, especially our friend Zell, who had a birthday yesterday. Love you, Zell. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday to you. Got to say hi to Larry and Dale, CV, all the friends out there watching via Facebook Live. Keep the conversation rolling. Before the break, I put it out there to you guys, a couple of questions, a little assignment for you, if you will. I wanted to know your theory of why, you know, we've got the World Series starting here in L.A., in spite of the fact that it's, you know, 925 degrees. What's your theory as to why Major League Baseball hasn't participated in this dopey take a knee? Is it because maybe they're seeing the ratings that have and how the NFL has destroyed their brand? But I actually think it's got to be deeper than that. And speaking of deep, joining me now on the show is a friend of mine. He's a former NYPD officer, and he's very deep. He goes deep, deep, deep when he's on the airwaves. He's the host of Off the Cuff on At the Rebel TV. He is none other than John Cardillo. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Andrea, how are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm actually really good because I'm so excited over everything that's happening in the boomerang. They threw that out there about Trump, and they really thought that it was going to lead to his impeachment, this whole Russian collusion stuff. So they threw that boomerang out there, and it has come and hit them right back between the eyeballs. But before I get into that, I know you're a sports guy yourself. I saw you actually went to an NFL game. I'm going to out you here, brother.
This weekend, you did.
But what's your? I'm seriously questioning why, and I don't want to spend a huge amount of time on this, but I would love your theory as to why Major League Baseball has stayed out of this, taking a ridiculous anti-American crap.
You know, well, first of all, I went to the game because it was a prior business commitment, and the guy who invited me
sure.
was so damn good to me and everybody else that I couldn't say no. So that was more of a friendship obligation. But luckily, there were no antics during the national anthem. I think the issue with baseball is the ownership in baseball for decades, institutionally, has been a lot more heavy-handed over the players than the ownership in football. If you just a quick anecdote story, I was at an event, and Lou Piniella was speaking, you know, famous Yankee. Yeah. And he was talking about how George Steinbrenner, when he was a young player, and Piniella had long hair and he was a hotshot player, Steinbrenner told him to cut his hair, and Piniella basically said, yeah, right. And Steinbrenner grabbed him by the back of the hair and cut his hair off with a pair of scissors. And I think Steinbrenner didn't care, right? So, and the whole room got a kick out of it, and Piniella loved Steinbrenner and respected him. But I think that's been the culture in baseball. Players are taught in baseball to respect the team, respect the ownership, respect the league, and respect that it's America's pastime.
Right.
Football has really become, I'm going to say it, become a league of thugs. I mean, I put something out on my show. The arrest reports in the NFL, it's mind-blowing. Hundreds of players have been arrested, many in the high dozens, for violent felonies. So football has an institutional problem with a criminal element in the sport that baseball doesn't. And I think it's because of a permissive attitude on the part of the league and the ownership.
Right. Oh, so, well, but how can they be permissive when basically they're, you know, it's just an ongoing plantation? You know, if you
right.
listen to Jamel
right.
Hill or yeah. anybody on ESPN, yeah, I'm confused.
Well, that's the thing, right? So it's incredible, isn't it, that these poor, underprivileged players, these nine-figure contracts, have to endure that kind of horror. I mean, the horror of a nine-figure deal with Nike. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight worrying about how these guys are going to make ends meet.
Right, exactly. Speaking of not being able to sleep, I tell you, somebody that I would like to think that she's not able to sleep right now. I would like to think that Hillary Clinton is tossing and turning right now as the tide has turned, as the left threw out this boomerang to try thinking that they were going to take Trump down. And then many Republicans actually thought that there might be some there in terms of Trump and his campaign and Manafort and the Russian and this whole and the Russian collusion. It's really complicated. I don't want to spend too. I kind of want to get into the details of it, but then it kind of gets too in the weeds, and it's also really complicated. Open the show, John, by saying it's like shock and awe. It's so much scandal. You've got the Trump dossier aspect of the scandal. You've got the Uranium One aspect of the scandal. Now you've got an investigation into the Podesta group. Then you find out that this Podesta group investigation actually involves Paul Manafort. You've got Mueller, who's got his own ties, his own bad ties to Russia in terms of finance. You've got the fact that Comey knew all about the investigation and what was going on with the Russian racketeering and all that. I mean, it's so convoluted that I'm concerned that it's almost so much that it's actually going to just have an effect of having no effect. What do you think?
Well, not really. So, here's the thing, right? So a lot of the information coming out that's pushed by blogs is bad information because they take info from a reputable news source, and for clickbait, they exaggerate. So let's break it down very simply. The Podesta group is a well-known, let's cut through all the craziness with John Podesta and his brother and all the conspiracy theories for a second that I don't believe many of them. They're bad guys, but for different political reasons. Podesta Group is a pretty effective bipartisan international lobbying firm. And so it doesn't surprise me that they'd be caught up in this. It certainly doesn't surprise me that they'd have been retained for dealings with Ukraine, with Russia. Manafort's a guy that's operated over there. So a lot of that when you cut through the hyperbole and you cut through all the conspiratorial nonsense, it's pretty much business as usual in Washington, D.C. Whether or not something will come of it, I don't know. But people shouldn't read too much into this grand conspiracy that the Podesta Group and Manafort did business overseas. That's how they make their living. There are plenty of lobbying firms on K Street and all over D.C. that do the same every day and have faced inquiries from the House, from the Senate, from the Department of Justice, etc.
Except, so let me interrupt though. Except that lobbyists don't usually find themselves, with a SWAT team coming into their home at 4 a.m.
Well, correct. Well, that's right. That's where I'm going. So,
okay.
So let's look at what is relevant here. And what's relevant here are things like that. That was a draconian, unprecedented, heavy-handed tactic that I've not seen. And I've been either in law enforcement analyzing it around it or on air and analyzing politics for 25 years, right? Started doing this stuff right out of college.
Right.
So this what they did to Manafort was unprecedented. So then you have to look at why. Now, Paul Manafort, what he's being accused of anything, are what would be considered white-collar crimes, if they're even crimes, which I don't think they are. You don't send SWAT teams in at 5 o'clock in the morning for that. If you're doing that, you're doing that because you're trying to intimidate him. Well, then what do we find out? We find out that back in 2009, and this is really the crux of it, and it's very simple. Back in 2009, the FBI had information that a guy named Vadim Mikhorin, who was the president of Rosatom, the Russian energy concern that wound up purchasing Uranium One and getting 20% of the U.S. uranium supply, was trying to bribe private sector and public sector officials, the Clintons being two of them. It appears he was able to do it. At the time, the FBI director was Robert Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
The attorney general was Eric Holder. And that case was buried until 2014, when the FBI director was James Comey and the attorney general was still Holder and about to become Loretta Lynch. That's where the questions begin.
Hold that thought. You've told us where the questions begin. I want to get to some answers when we come back from the break. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm filling in for him. I'm Andrea Kay. Don't go anywhere. More Real Side when we come right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host tonight, Andrea Kay. Hey, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, YouTube, and more. And we're also at TheRealSide.com, and we have Android and Apple apps. So you can catch us anytime, anywhere, baby. And you can also catch me on The Andrea Kay Show on AM 1170, The Answer, in San Diego on Tuesdays. I've got a TV show called West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kay that's at a variety of different places. You can just Google West Coast Weekly. And check me out there. I talk about all kinds of fun stuff. And joining me now, or coming back, who was with me earlier, is John Cardillo. He's got his own show called Off the Cuff on At the Rebel TV. He's quite the rebel. He's always mixing it up. And he's also somebody who really follows the details of a story. And that's why I particularly reached out to him to be here tonight, because as we were going into the break, he said, you know, he was talking about Loretta Lynch and where the questions begin. And I'm hoping he's got some answers for us on this whole, the shock and awe scandals coming out of D.C. Okay, John, so before the break, you were telling us where the questions begin. Pick us up from there.
Right. So, you know, just to recap, you were asking about Manafort, and it was very handed with the Mueller's investigation, the agents assigned to Mueller's investigation did to him. Busting into his Virginia condo, you know, gun thrown into the SWAT team. Unprecedented.
So, yeah, let me interject. Except for Elian Gonzalez, I think the last time we saw SWAT team busting
exactly.
in. Was, right? Okay, go
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Yeah. Of a four-year-old in his aunt's arms.
Yeah.
So you have to wonder why. And when you look at, you go back, 2009, Mueller was FBI director. Eric Holder was attorney general, and this case was buried for 4 years. The case was prosecuted. The guy, Vadim Mikhorin, who was the president of Rosatom that bought uranium on, who tried to bribe Hillary and Bill Clinton, or I think he personally did, and many other people. This should have been a massive bribery case. This should have been a press case where this guy got life in prison. Now ask yourself why Loretta Lynch's Justice Department, actually it was Holder and Loretta Lynch's Justice Department, the plea came down as they were transitioning from one to the other. Why they allowed this guy to plead to one minor count of money laundering? Very peculiar, right? And you would, you do that because you don't want press. You want to bury the case. Rosenstein, who appointed Mueller, was the lead prosecutor on this case. And Andrew McCabe, the number two at the FBI, the guy whose wife took $700,000 from Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, a longtime Clinton fixer and money man, he was the lead investigator on the case. Now, here's where the case gets very peculiar. McCabe, at the time running the investigation, was also in charge of FBI counterintelligence. That was understandable, right? There was a Russian involved. It was counterintelligence. Those were criminal charges. Okay. There are criminal charges for money laundering. Ron Hosko, who was in charge of FBI's criminal division, never even knew the investigation was happening. Coincidentally, wow. Ron Hosko was not in that little McCabe, Mueller, Comey, Holder, Lynch, you know, Clinton cabal. Mm-hmm. So this case begs many, many questions. And the one thing that's irrefutable, Mueller has far too many conflicts of interest to remain special counsel, special prosecutor. He should recuse himself or immediately be fired. That is universally agreed upon in law enforcement and the legal community now, I think.
Why hasn't it happened?
Nobody knows. Where is Jeff Sessions and where is our FBI director, Christopher Wray? They've won the hide-and-seek championship of 2017.
Yeah.
Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, there's an Amber Alert out for those guys. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. It's like the National Center for Missing and Exploited Elderly Law Enforcement. Should be looking for them.
Well, my theory is...
This is bizarre.
Yeah, my theory is for why Mueller was appointed in the first place was to continue the cover-up. And that's why he then turned right around and brought in 16, you know, Clinton people to continue the cover-up. If I'm right about that, then why now? Why are we suddenly finding out about the informant who was threatened to have his liberty taken away from him? I mean, we're finding out stuff now that's why is it just not coming to the surface? Why now? Is it because
I'm glad you brought up the informant, because now I heard something tonight. The informant was, in fact, cleared to testify. The informant's attorney, Tozing, her name is her last name. I think it's Victoria Tozing. She's a DOJ lifer. She was an intelligence community lawyer. She's nobody's fool. She really knows what she's doing, which leads me to believe she exactly had to play this, and she had a lot to do with it coming to light. But in the history of the Department of Justice, no one has ever been prosecuted for violating a non-disclosure agreement, yet they were threatening this guy with incarceration for doing the same. So they're nervous wrecks trying to cover something up. Now, as far as I understand it, he's been cleared to testify. You've got multiple investigations open now in the House and Senate. Chuck Grassley is really going for the throat on this one. So I'm cautiously optimistic that some people might actually be called to task on this now.
Well, but see, my optimism is low when we still have Mueller, who's, you know, in the words of the great Judge Judy, don't come into my courtroom with dirty hands. There is nobody dirtier in this entire situation than Mueller himself, who has been given a blank check thanks to Jeff Sessions being ridiculously stupid enough to recuse himself on the basis of nothing but bumping up against the same Russian ambassador. Everybody, you couldn't take two steps in D.C. without bumping up against that guy. And on that basis alone, he recuses himself after he's accepted the nomination. It's a disgrace.
He met Kislyak in his official duties as a U.S. senator. I mean, using that logic, every U.S. senator would be unfit to be the attorney general and ever prosecute a public corruption case, because arguably they or someone who worked for them would have met one of the subjects. Jeff Sessions' recusal baffles a lot of people, but Jeff Sessions can unrecuse himself. Mm-hmm. The attorney general recuses and unrecuses at will. He can unrecuse himself. Why hasn't he now unrecused himself? And so it leads you to believe a couple of things. Maybe Jeff Sessions is too aligned with his old swamp buddies in the Senate, or maybe he's compromised. Maybe they've got something on him. But what I can tell you is nobody thinks this holds water. I talked to career FBI agents, career intelligence community people, career DOJ prosecutors, good friends of mine. Mm-hmm. To a person, they're baffled. They are absolutely baffled by the way Sessions is acting, absolutely baffled by the actions of Mueller.
Well, and I think it's then baffling that Trump is putting up with it. I mean, I've seen some of his tweets. You know, he says what should happen. But, you know, he was when people said drain the swamp, when they chanted drain the swamp, when they chanted lock her up, it was not just some, you know, a cliche. The American people brought in an outsider because we knew it was us versus them. We could see that the corruption was so deep and so far, even before we found out the latest news here. And the American people were sick of it. They were sick of, people committing crimes, whether it's Benghazi or the felonious email schemes and everything, and just got away with it, while the average American, you know, can barely feed their kids because these same corrupt people are picking our pockets. And, you know, and the Republican Party, you know, are they really going to hold anybody accountable? If so, what they would have held somebody accountable for Fast and Furious. There was the IRS scandal.
Right.
They let Hillary yell at them. Oh, what difference does it make with Benghazi? And I tell you who's been as much a disappointment to me in terms of oversight as Jeff Sessions is as AG is that Trey Gowdy. Everybody talks about him like he's so tough.
Trey Gowdy is completely useless. He does whatever. You know, I'm so glad you said that. Trey Gowdy, to me, is just nothing more than a blowhard. All he does is talk tough and then cowers when Paul Ryan tells him to stop doing it. But I will tell you somebody to keep an eye on is Ron DeSantis of Florida.
Yes.
Ron DeSantis is calling out Paul Ryan.
Yes.
He's calling him out publicly. He called him out at two events here in Florida. He named his name in rooms full of hundreds of people at Republican Party events here. A good friend of mine was president of one. He said, Paul Ryan shut our investigation down. And he said that Judge Jeanine Pirro was actually speaking at that event. She heard it and she lost her mind. So Trey Gowdy, to me, does a great job in front of the cameras, but he's toothless.
Yeah.
He cowers when Paul Ryan speaks. Yep.
Yeah.
With you 100%.
Yeah. I'm into biting. I'm not into barking. Hey, who do you think? So we know that I want to start getting into a little bit about this dossier, because I said for a long time, I want to know what the probable cause was to allow a Democrat sitting president to surveil and spy on the opposition party candidate and his team and his campaign. And I suspected at the time that it was this phony dossier, but it wasn't confirmed until now.
Mm-hmm.
And now we find out that. Go ahead,
Andrea. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, now we find out that Hillary Clinton and the DNC who went and paid this Chris Steele guy to write up falsehoods. We know that the FBI and CIA was in cahoots and it became the probable cause. We're also told that it was a Republican client who paid for it. What's your theory on who that is?
This is a tough one because I know who it is, but I can't use the information yet.
John!
What I will say is the politician responsible for this, the information I have, and I believe the sources, but I have to confirm two more, was not Jeb Bush, was not John McCain. It was, however, somebody very close to John McCain. Somebody John McCain has used as a proxy for a couple of things.
Uh-huh.
So that's as much as I'll say, but I promise you this, Andrea. When I have the info, I'll share it with you privately before I go public with it. Because I told you I would.
Okay.
Now, let me say this. There should be indictments that a false dossier that was unvetted was used as the basis for warrants when the FBI knew that it was generated as a political oppo work product. We now found out today that the FBI did, in fact, reimburse Christopher Steele for certain expenses.
All right, well, hold that thought and save it for the other side of the break. You are not going to want to go anywhere because I got John Cardillo with me here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Andrea Kay. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Andrea Kay filling in tonight for Joe. We are live on Facebook. Shout out to everybody out there who's watching us and commenting. Keep those comments rolling. We also have a chat room going at TheRealSide.com. And if you want to call in the show a little bit later, the number is 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. But joining me back for the last segment in this hour, I wish I had even more time with him tonight, because before we went to the break, he had me at the word indictments. It is John Cardillo. John, before the break, I'm going to quote you here, brother. You said there should be indictments. Pick it up from there.
Oh, absolutely, right? So we now know that warrants were obtained and illegal surveillance, because they were illegal, these warrants, they were based on a dossier that was unvetted. The FBI could not have possibly had confidence in this. And we found out today that despite a year of denials and a year of no comments, that the FBI reimbursed Christopher Steele for certain expenses. Ergo, the FBI paid this guy.
Wow.
And think about how bad this is. The FBI paid a foreign national, a former MI6 agent, British intelligence, for information about a presidential candidate, and it sure seems like they shared it with the current administration at the time, the Obama administration, and the Clinton campaign.
And, wow.
And media friendly to them because Steele gave private press briefings to NBC, CBS, CNN. Even Maggie Haberman from the New York Times is livid today because she was lied to.
Mm-hmm.
Even worse, now we're finding out that an FEC complaint was filed today by a nonpartisan group, a nonpartisan nonprofit, against the Clinton campaign because we found out today again that the Clinton campaign and the DNC paid for the dossier, but they never disclosed it to the FCC. They hid the payments through their law firm, Perkins Cole. And the partner at that firm, Mark Elias, lied for a full year. He admonished people, telling people that it was slanderous and defamatory to say that they paid for the dossier when they in fact did. So the Clinton campaign hid $9 million in payments for opposition research that was reportable information. In other words, that should have been reported as campaign expenditures with the FEC, and they didn't do it. The FBI would have had to have known about that.
Mm-hmm.
The DOJ would have had to have known about that. This isn't dirty, Andrea. This is filthy. People need to be indicted.
Absolutely. This is, it's not only, to me, it's even, I don't even have words to articulate how very deep, how horrendous this is. This is not just filthy in the fact that this was an attempt to destroy people's lives, to take over. This was about subverting. Hillary Clinton in a debate said that people who wouldn't accept the outcome of a free and fair election are the greatest threat to our democracy? Well, we're a republic, by the way. But that's exactly what this is. We have our intelligence community that is supposed to be nonpartisan, that is weaponized to destroy people that are for political reasons because they're the opposition party. I mean, isn't this the kind of crap, speaking of Russia, that, you know, Putin and his people at the KGB and we're all about? I mean, this can be understated.
Oh, no, and I'll take it a step further. I mean, look, as a former law enforcement guy, I think James Comey lied to Congress. I think Comey perjured himself to Congress. I think at the very least, Comey should be disbarred. And I think there is strong ground to criminally investigate him and potentially indict him because he stood up there. He looked in the face of members of Congress, members of the
mm-hmm.
Senate,
mm-hmm.
and told them things that we now found out were not true, that were misleading.
Well, yeah, and we also know that about Loretta Lynch and her. There's to me, there should be indictments all the way around.
I mean, with Bill Clinton.
Her meeting with Bill Clinton,
and
obstruction of justice. I mean, but you know, what do we do as a nation when we have proof that our we know our courts have been weaponized. Now we find out that that the FBI and the CIA are weaponized and being used to destroy the lives of political opponents, which is straight out of, you know, communist Russia or Cuba or wherever. How do we turn that around?
Well, I will tell you this. Clearly, something is happening. Something happening out of the White House enabled this tide to be turned. And a quick little side note. I now firmly believe that General Flynn will emerge from this an American hero. I truly believe,
how so?
In my heart of hearts, that General Flynn had information that implicated Hillary Clinton in collusion with Russia and the deep staters forced him out. And you know me. I am not a conspiratorial guy.
Right.
But the pieces of the puzzle I'm putting together, some sources I have that understand the situation intimately from D.C., all tell me I'm on the right track there. So what I do think we're going to have to see some kind of change at the Department of Justice. I don't believe mm-hmm. there's some 5D chess going on behind the scenes and Jeff Sessions is – no. I think Jeff Sessions is weak. He was the wrong choice. It was a loyalty choice. We need a strong attorney general that is loyal to the Constitution and loyal to this administration. There is no rule that says the attorney general cannot look out for the best interests of the president if those interests are legal.
Right.
The Dems want us to believe that the AG has to only hate Trump or else he's a bad guy. You know, that's nonsensical.
Right. And speaking of hate, I mean, you know, while all this is going down, this complete subversion, the weaponizing of our intelligence agencies, the corruption, the lies, you know, the selling off of 20% of our uranium to a hostile, you know, foreign government. What are Jeff Flake and Corker? What are they complaining about? That they don't like Trump's choice of words and tweets? I mean, that's off. You've got to be kidding. Yeah, that he's mean. You've got to be kidding me. You know what? But I'm in spite of how angry it makes me to see the mainstream media continuing that all day long, and they're not at all covering the greatest scandal that's happened in my lifetime, I got to say I'm kind of glad that, you know, it was Romney who gave us the idea of self-deportation of illegals. And, you know, it's Trump who's giving us self-draining of the swamp. So I'm glad to see that. In the couple minutes I have left with you, there's a couple law enforcement cases I want to ask you about. Vegas. Vegas is already off the radar. We're hearing a little bit today because Paddock's brother was arrested in some child pornography thing, but we still don't have any, we haven't heard the 911 tape. We haven't heard, we've heard conflicting stories about the timeline. What the what?
John? The biggest news is that, look, I now firmly believe there was a co-conspirator. What I don't believe are the crazy conspiracies. There was a shooter on the fourth floor. Those are clearly blinking lights off windows. I don't believe there were multiple attacks at multiple hotels. I know that that transcript, the alleged transcript of the police scanner traffic was released, but I've responded to countless volatile situations. In the early stages, there's a lot of bad info coming over the radio. We saw it here with the Fort Lauderdale shooting. There were supposed to be teams of terrorists in the garages that all turned out not to be true. There were car backfires, construction noise. In fact, here in Fort Lauderdale, when they thought a woman was shot, what actually happened to her, it didn't really make the media. She jumped into a police car for cover. It was a canine car, and the dog bit her. A lot of bad info. But I do think there was a co-conspirator, because today we found out that the hard drive on Paddock's laptop that was taken from the crime scene was missing.
Ah.
That is very peculiar, right? And there are just a lot of things that indicate a co-conspirator. But Vegas is the most surveilled place on the planet. And typically, the casinos hire former intelligence people, federal law enforcement people, to put their surveillance systems and security systems in. You got to read between the lines and look at what the sheriff was saying before the FBI shut him down. He talked about radicalization. He talked about co-conspirators. I would run, if I were somebody who didn't have my experience and I was just listening to this cold, I would listen to the sheriff before I listened to the FBI and before the sheriff's narrative seems to have been sanitized. Because one thing people should understand, Andrew, real quick, the sheriff originally set a 6-minute timeline, right? Between the time the security guard was shot through the door and the massacre started. Then the Mandalay Bay said 40 seconds. Why would the sheriff lie about that? The six minute timeline makes his agency look worse. So a lot of things here simply don't make sense.
Well, it doesn't, and it's concerning that, you know, the sheriff was shut down by the FBI. I had Pamela Geller on my show. She's convinced that, you know, she says ISIS never, they've doubled down on claiming responsibility for it. They've never made a false claim before. And, you know, it's concerning that we've known for a while the FBI was politicized. I mean, they trotted CARE out in Orlando and tried to keep the 911 call from us and a variety of other ways. But,
DOJ.
What's that?
It's not really the FBI. DOJ makes that final call. That's my concern.
Oh, good point. Good point.
So hey. Loretta Lynch was the one who squashed that. So DOJ is on top of this one as well.
Hey, but before we run out of time, I want you to tell everybody about your show.
Yeah, so I just started a new show, Off the Cuff at The Rebel. It's the rebel.media. You can access the show. Basically doing this kind of subject matter. As a matter of fact, tomorrow morning is going to be a good show. I'm interviewing Seth Gorka.
Ooh, so I love Dr. Gorka.
Yeah, he's a good guy. We've become actually good buddies. We're working together on the MAGA coalition as well. So it's been a lot of fun working with him.
Well, fantastic. So where can people see the show?
Just go to the rebel.media or go to my website, johncardillo.com, and it will redirect you to the show.
Okay. I don't know if you've been following the Kate Steinle trial. You know, it's getting a lot of coverage out here in California. I don't know how much it's getting anywhere else on local media here. It just breaks my heart, you know. And California just recently became a sanctuary state. It's mind-numbingly insane to me that we are the state and we are in this nation to where we're protecting the likes of killers and putting American citizens at risk. And, you know, I don't know if you've been following the case and if you want to chime in at all on that from a law enforcement perspective.
Well, look, obviously the guy is going to be convicted, but he never should have been in the country in the first place. I think broader than the case, more important is that this trend in big cities and blue states and blue cities is continuing, right? Bill de Blasio, the worst mayor in the world, is about to win in a couple of weeks in a landslide, his second term.
Wow.
And I was reading in New York Press today, the fear is that his agenda is going to become radically, radically far left, eradicating monuments, wealth sharing, homeless shelters, closing jails, and moving the prisoners in the neighborhood halfway houses, violent criminals. I think it's going to get worse before it gets. Look, California new census information, 44.6% of Californians don't speak English as a primary language at home. So I don't see this getting better anytime soon in the blue states.
Well, then I got to go red, baby. Hey, thanks for being here, John. Appreciate it so much.
Thanks, Andrea.
All right, have a good night. All right, now coming up next hour, we got my buddy C.V. Burton's going to be here. He wants to talk about the propaganda machine that is the leftist media. So we're going to get in, and he's got his own story about that he wants to get into. And stay tuned. We got more Real Side with Joe Messina coming up.